الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أيها الناس، من كان عنده شيء فليرده، لا تقل فضوح الدنيا، ألا إن فضوح الدنيا أيسر من فضوح الآخرة، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama-i kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, most of us would have felt around us a sense of euphoria, a sense of excitement. Generally, across the board, this period of time, the first year, the first week of the solar calendar, is a period that is generally associated with celebration. People are excited. A few nights ago was New Year's Eve, and we would have witnessed in the press, in the media, right on our doorsteps, thousands if not millions of people would have celebrated a new year. It is indeed unfortunate and sad that particularly in this age of social media, where almost every day we are bombarded with glaring pictures, glaring snapshots showing us the extent to which our brothers and sisters throughout the world are suffering. Beheadings, rape, murder, looting, torture, loss of life, loss of property. In the name of Islam, throughout the world is occurring almost on a daily basis. In the light of that, when we are conscious of that, and we are exposed to explicit images of that, where the justification comes that allows us to be celebrating in such an extravagant manner, where we find even Muslim countries, millions if not billions squandered on one night celebrating what a new year. Like the poet says, Inna lanafrahu bil ayyami naqta'uha. Inna lanafrahu bil ayyami naqta'uha. وكل يوم مضى يدني من الأجل فاعمل لنفسك قبل الموت مجتهدا فإنما الربح والخسران في العمل نجدد سرورا بالهلال إذا بدا وما هي إلا السيف للحتف ينتظي إذا تم العام فهي كناية وترجمة عن شطر عمر قد انقضى. He says, O foolish ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O foolish humanity, you people are celebrating the passage of time. Little do you realize, kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali, every passing day, every new year is not a cause of celebration. Birthday is not a cause of celebration. What is it a cause of? Kulla yawmin madha yudni min al ajali. Understand, you are gone 1 year closer to your qabr. You are gone 1 year closer to your maut. You are gone 1 year closer to that meeting which is going to take place between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherein Like a kaleidoscope, your entire life will be produced in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْنِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ He says, realize, time is not a gain, the movement or the hallmarks by which time is measured and by which its movement is recognized. This is not a gain, this is in fact a loss. It's not a cause of celebration, it is a wake-up call. Turn the clock back 1 year. Turn the clock back 1 year, last year. The analogy ulama kiram give, like a newborn baby. Like a newborn baby, Allah gave you another year, 2017. What was obvious about that new gift, that 1 year extension that Allah blessed each and every one of us with? It was sinless, it was pure, it was clean. Allah gave us a new year, like a newborn child, sinless and pure. And then consider and reflect, how did we spend that year? Did we not blacken it? Did we not pollute it with sinning and sinning and sinning against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did we in fact realize that Allah gave us one more year? This is a chance for us to correct our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Did we spend that year in a manner that year tomorrow in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be an argument in our favor rather than a plaintiff against us? Majority of us, illa mashallah, we will have to acknowledge and accept, my respected brothers, that instead of purifying and instead of valuing that year which Allah gave us, we polluted it. We blackened it. We made it a plaintiff against us. Look to the left and look to the right and consider how many of our relatives, how many of our friends, when it was the first week of 2017, were with us. Now that the first week of 2018 has come, now that a new year has come, in our nadani, in our foolishness we celebrated, but look around us, how many relatives that were here last year are no longer with us. Ask ourselves this question, that if we had to go to that graveyard and stand in front of that grave, and if that resident of the grave could speak to us, consider and think to ourselves what price they would be prepared to pay to be given the same opportunity that once again Allah has given you and I. Ask those people in the graveyard for 1 second if they were given a chance to come back. Let them acknowledge the starting of 2018. Let them acknowledge or realize Allah has given you one more year. How happy they would be. How much they would appreciate this time if they could come back from the grave. Look to the left, look to the right. They are no longer with us. We make dua for them. We cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. But their absence is a wake-up call for us. Their absence is an alarm bell for us. Their absence is a siren that is blaring for us, that understand Allah has given you another year. Allah has given you another newborn baby. This baby is pure. This year is pure. What are you going to do with this year? فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا The poet calls out and he says, don't celebrate the passage of time. New year is not a cause of celebration. Birthday is not a cause of celebration. It is a wake-up call. 1 year has been lost. 1 year is gone, which you are not going to gain again. 1 year closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's meeting, you are gone. So prepare yourself. فَعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا Prepare yourself with a'mal. Why? Because you are being transported. You are inexorably with this incessant motion of time, which Quran encapsulates in the expressions, يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارِ Day is being wrapped up by night, and night is being wrapped up by day. Inexorably you are being transported to another alam, to another phase of your existence. It is not only this world, there is another phase that is coming, and in that phase, profit and loss will not be measured. Will not be measured by your degrees. Will not be measured by how well you did in your matric exam. Will not be measured by when you looked at your trial balance sheet for this year, how much of profit you made and how many zeros there was at the bottom. It will not be measured by when you put your computer on and you look at your bank statement and you see how much of profit you have made this year. A alam is coming inexorably with this moment of time. You are going towards that alam. their profit and loss, there your success and failure, there your advancement and decline will be counted by one thing only, bil amali, with amal, with actions. Did you please Allah or did you displease Allah? How was this time populated? How was this time spent? My respected brothers, just recently, to a large extent, the ummah celebrated the birthday of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It was the month of Rabiul Awwal. Seerah gatherings, seerah majalis took place throughout the entire globe. Very often I say this, forget 12 days of Rabiul Awwal. If Allah had to give each and every one of us the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to open our mental capacity to 100%. And every second of that lifespan, we had to spend it, not 12 days, every second of over 1,000 years, we had to spend it in praising and venerating Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All our praise and all our veneration put together will not do even an iota of justice to his maqam and status. Rabiul Awwal came and went. On one hand, we acknowledge it was the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the other hand, what majority of us failed to realize, Allah made it such that Rabiul Awwal was also the month of the farewell of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was a Monday, the 12th of Rabiul Awwal, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that the first sign of Qiyamah, the first major sign of Qiyamah occurred. The first major sign for humanity occurred. And that was the demise of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. New year has come. One more extension has come. One more opportunity has come. Let us take a few seconds. Let us take some time to reflect and realize what this new year should mean to us. It should be a wake-up call that the time of our maut, the time of our leaving this world has come near. One incident, time or occasion of Jummah is too very limited, but by way of example, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was the 29th of Safar, the 12th year of Hijrah, 11th year of Hijrah, it was the 29th of Safar. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Asr Salah had just come from performing a Janazah Salah, he began feeling a headache, and thereafter fever broke out. By the evening he had become very, very ill. It was his time, the turn of Aisha, Ummul Mu'mineen radiyallahu anha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent that night with Aisha radiyallahu anha. As the moments passed, the sickness increased. The pain increased, the fever increased, the headache increased, till he had to tie a band around his forehead. From that point onwards, he kept on asking the next night, whose turn is it? Whose turn is it? Whose turn is it? From this, our beloved mothers, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen radiyallahu anha, realized that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam keeps asking this question, because he wants to spend this period of his illness in the home of Aisha radiallahu anha. So 1 week prior to his demise, it was a Monday, they got together. At that time it was the turn of Maymuna radiallahu anha. Our mothers got together and they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that willingly we give ijazat, we give permission that this period of your illness you can spend it in the home of Aisha radiallahu anha. Look at the adl, look at the justice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that even in this moment of weakness, he did not let his justice go. He did not let the balance of his justice go. With their permission, he entered the home of Aisha on a Monday, and it was 7 days later that the greatest calamity that could have befallen humanity, the departure of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, occurred. The point we want to make, my respected brothers, he realized that the end was near. Just 5 days, 5 days before his demise, he was very, very weak, very sick. He addressed Fazl bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his cousin, and he said to him, there is a need, there is a message There is something that is driving me. I need to address my ummah. This is not direct translation. This is an explanation of the mizaj or the temperament of the riwayat. But he was very, very weak. So in order to get some strength and himmat to leave the house and go to the minbar, what was it that was driving him? There was a worry in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was some message that he wanted to give his ummah. They ordered that from the 7 wells of Medina water should be gathered. And let him bathe in that water. There'll be some ta'seer and effect of shifa in that. There was no tub in the home of Aisha radiallahu anha. They looked around. Finally, they found a tub in the home of our mother Hafsa radiallahu anha, the daughter of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The tub was brought. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bathed. Then supported by Fazl bin Abbas and by Ali radiallahu anhu, holding their shoulders on each hand, with his feet dragging on the ground, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was brought to the masjid. It was just before Zuhr Salah. Sahaba were full in the masjid. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that weakness, try and appreciate the veracity and the importance of the message that he is about to deliver. That in this condition of utter weakness and sickness, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drives himself so that he comes to the masjid. Then he addresses Sahaba, and what does he say to them? Ya ayyuhan nas, innahu qad dana minni hukukun min bayni adhurikum. The crux of this is that, O my Sahaba, I lived amongst you. I interacted with you. There may have been business dealings. There may have been financial interaction. There may have been social interaction. I interacted with you for a long time. It is possible that in that period of time, Allah, فَمَنْ كُنْتُ جَلَدْتُ لَهُ ظَهْرًا فَهَذَا ظَهْرِ فَلْيَسْتَقْدِ مِنْهُ وَمَنْ كُنْتُ أَخَذْتُ لَهُ مَالًا فَهَذَا مَالِي فَلْيَأْخُذْ مِنْهُ أَلَّا فَمَنْ كُنْتُ شَتَمْتُ لَهُ عِرْضًا فَهَذَا عِرْضِي فَلْيَسْتَقْدِ مِنْهُ. What is the worry? What is the message? Who is this? Who is this? This is Sarwari Kainat. Who is this? Jannat is haram. Jannat is haram until he does not open the door of Jannat. This maqam, this status, the greatest of Allah's creation. And what is the worry? What is the worry? Oh my Sahaba, I lived amongst you. It is possible. It is possible that I may have struck someone, I may have struck one of you and hurt you inadvertently. Today I present my back to you. Please strike me back. I may have eaten up the wealth of one of you inadvertently. I may have eaten up someone's haqq. Today my wealth is present. Please, I am beseeching you, demand your haqq so I may repay you. I may have used this tongue of mine. I may have used this tongue of mine and I may have hurt someone. I may have hurt your heart. I may have in some way insulted you or hurt your feelings. I attacked your izzat and your honor. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at the Kaabatullah. And what did he say to the Kaabatullah? That how honored and how sacred and how lofty you are. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam looking at the Kaaba, he said, more greater and more sacred than you is the honor and dignity of a Muslim. In other words, to hurt your fellow Muslim, to dishonor your fellow Muslim is a greater crime than attacking the Kaabatullah. Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. What we will commit wrong with Allah, Allah is merciful. The doors of Tawbah open, turn to Allah and beg from Allah. Allah's mercy, there's no limit to it. There's no limit to the mercy of Allah. On the other hand, my respected brothers, the rights of one another, the rights of your fellow human being, the rights of the people that you are coming into contact with, your wife, your children, your staff, your people that you are interacting with on a daily basis. What is the message? What is driving Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Look at the manner in which he exhorts them. He says, "Inna habbakum ilayna." He says, Oh my Sahaba, do not feel that if today you demand your right from me, I will be upset with you. The most beloved one amongst you to me is the one who, if he has a haqq and a right, he will demand it from me today. Why? Why? فَلَقِيتُ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَلَيْسَ عِنْدِي مَظْلَمًا. Because when I meet Allah, when I go into Allah's court, I do not want it to be that anyone has a right over me. Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Jahash radiallahu anhu narrates that on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the janazah salah, and thereafter the spot outside Baqi where the janazahs used to be kept, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat there. Thumma rafa ra'sahu ila as-sama. Then he looked up to the heavens. Thumma khafada basaruhu. Then he lowered his gaze. Fawada'a yadahu ala jabhatihi. Then he placed his hand on his forehead in shock. He was visibly shaken by what had happened. And what did he say? Subhanallah. Ma unzila min at-tashdeed. Glory be to Allah. Subhanallah. What a weighty command has come from Allah. Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Jahash says, fa'arafna wa sakatna. Sahaba saw this. But we kept silent. We were too afraid. We didn't have the courage. That what had caused Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to react like this? He says an entire 24 hours transpired. One day later, I mustered up the courage and I approached Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and I said to him, "Mat tashdeed alladhi unzil, ya Rasulullah, what was it that caused you to react like that? You became visibly shocked. What was the message that Allah sent to you with Jibreel? What did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Fawalladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi. Jibreel came with a message from Allah. What message? By the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Lo qutila ahadun fi sabilillah, thumma ash, thumma qutil, thumma ash, thumma qutil, wa alayhi dain lam yadkhulil jannah illa hatta yuqda dainuhu kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, if someone has to become shaheed in the path of Allah, then be given life, then become shaheed, and then be given life, and then become shaheed again. But he has eaten up someone's right. He owes someone something. He has taken a debt from someone which he hasn't discharged. Shaheed life again, shaheed life again, shaheed life again. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? By the qasam of that being in whose hands lies my life, he will not enter Jannah. He will not enter Jannah until that debt is not discharged. This was the bodge. This was the pain in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He delivered this message. Sahaba were shocked. They kept silent. He got down from the minbar, performed the Zohar Salah. After the Zohar Salah, he climbed back onto the minbar. He climbed back onto the minbar. And then again he addressed them. Man kana indahu shay'un falyaruddahu. O my ummah, I am beseeching you. If there is any right of someone that you have eaten up, pay it back now. Pay it back now. Do not let the embarrassment of this world dissuade you. That if I have to go to someone and say I backbited about you, or I ate up your right, or there was some female relative, her inheritance you never gave her, or you falsified some documents and you took something that you were not supposed to take. Don't let the embarrassment of this world dissuade you from cleaning up your affairs. Why? Inna fuduha dunya aysar min fuduhil akhirah. Because the embarrassment of this world is insignificant when compared to the embarrassment of akhirah. Another riwayat he said, man kana inda akhihi madlamatun falyatahallalhu minhu al-yawm. If there is some zulm that you have done, if there is some oppression that you have done, make it halal today. Make it halal today. Why? Because here you still have dirham and dinar. Here you still have rands and cents and dollars. You can still pay back. A time is coming. A time is coming where there will be no dirham and dinar. There the currency will be your amal. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, his kitab, he says, two pennies of someone that you have eaten up nahaq in this world, if you will not pay it back, in akhirat the payment will be 700 accepted salah. 700 accepted salah. Do we have that many salah, my respected brothers? Nevertheless, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered this khutbah, this message again. One sahabi stood up. What was he? He said, ya Rasulullah, there is 3 dirhams which you owe me. There is 3 dirhams which you owe me. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at him. He says, I will not make you take an oath. Nor am I casting an aspersion on your claim or character. Remind me, jog my memory, I don't remember that I owe you this money. Then he went on, he said, ya Rasulullah, remember on a certain day, a miskin came to you, begging for your help and assistance. You had nothing. You instructed me on your behalf to give him this 3 dirhams. So I assisted that poor man on your behalf. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes. Yes, now I remember. Then he pointed to Fazl bin Abbas, his cousin, and he said, Fazl, the discharge of this debt, I am passing it on to you. Pay this debt on my behalf. Where was there a question of him paying the 3 dirhams? Where was there a question of him paying the 3 dirhams? When the condition of the home of Nubuwwat was such, that it was the last night. It was the last night of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this earth. Sickness, weakness, in and out of consciousness, to a level we can't even imagine. It comes in one riwayat, a sahabi comes upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I can see that you have terrible fever. Ya Rasulullah, I can see that you are suffering with great sickness. What was the response? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah has put double on your Nabi, double what will be put upon any other human being. Why? Because he was an example for us. No one can say, I had fever, that is why I never read salah. No one can say, I was sick, that is why I broke the command of Allah. No one can say, some musibat or calamity came upon me, so it became a license for me to speak against Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and speak against taqdeer. Why? Because the greatest qurbani, the greatest hardship, the greatest difficulty Allah took from the home of Nubuwwat. So that everyone till Qiyamah has this tasalli and has this comfort that whatever challenge, whatever hardship, whatever difficulty we face, we can see the example in the home of Nubuwwat. That the greatest and the most beloved of Allah suffered double what any other human being will suffer. What was the response of the Sahabi? Allah wants to give you double reward. Allah wants to give you double reward. In that condition of weakness, in that condition, there was no light in the home of Nubuwwat. There was no light in the home of Nubuwwat. Nor was there any oil to light the lantern. Aisha, our mother radiallahu anha, goes to the neighbor, Ansari neighbor, and she says to her, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sick. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is weak. There is no oil. Will you lend me some oil? Will you lend me some oil? Because I want to light the lantern in the home of Nubuwwat. The neighbor gives her some oil. Aisha comes. Later on, many years later, she mentions to her nephew Urwa bin Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that night I borrowed oil from the neighbor to light the lantern. She says that was the last night of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this earth. And it was the first night. It was the first night that the lantern was lit in the home of Nubuwwat. So Urwa bin Zubayr asked her, then Amma Jan, oh my auntie, tell me, why was it the first time? Why was it the first time that you lit the lantern only on the last night? She said, before that, whenever there was surplus oil, we would use it as food. There was never anything extra in the home of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No excuse for anyone till Qiyamah. No excuse for anyone till Qiyamah. Such an example, such a mantle of qurbani and sacrifice Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept himself upon. This was that home that lit the light in the homes of the entire humanity. Yet it was a home in this world because of faqa and because of poverty was in such darkness. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam left behind such an example, my respected brothers, when this was the condition of his home, where was there a question of paying off this 3 dirhams? So he instructs Fazl bin Abbas that you pay this 3 dirhams on my behalf. My respected brothers, New Year has come. Like I said, the occasion of Jummah is very limited. Time is also very, very limited. We are an ummat. We are not an ummat, not of walad dallin ameen, that will follow blindly the ways that are set by the enemies of Islam. We are not an ummat without a purpose. We are not an ummat without an object in front of us. When my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to teach us about intelligence, what did he teach us? What was the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he asked Sahaba-e Kiram, who is the most intelligent person of my ummat? Who is the most zaheen person of my ummat? What was the crux of the answer of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Ashadduhum dhikran lil maut. Ashadduhum aktharuhum dhikran lil maut. Wa ashadduhum isti'adadan lahu. He said, the most intelligent person of my ummat is that person who will remember his maut the most. That person who will realize that this world is ephemeral. This is a passing phase. None of us have come to stay. We have come to leave this world. We have come to leave this world. Allah has given us one more year. Allah has given us another chance. Allah has given us another opportunity. Let us not be like those. Let us not be like those who will make this a cause of celebration and waste away this opportunity. A newborn, another baby has been given to us. Purify it. Keep it clean. Let us make this new year. Whole world is making resolutions. Let us also make resolution. First resolution that inshallah, from this point onwards till we die, not one salah we will make qada. Not one salah will make qada say inshallah. With this, my respected brothers, another chance has been given to us. Let us clean up our affairs. Let us clean up our affairs. If there is anyone we have wronged, if there is anyone we have oppressed, if there is anyone we have done down, take this opportunity now. This was the pain. Rabiul Awwal, we remember the birthday, remember the demise. We remember the coming, remember the departure. What was the pain in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he realized just 5 days remain for him to leave this world? He taught this ummah, he left behind a legacy. He left behind a legacy where there is no excuse for us, that he brought himself, he lowered himself, he humbled himself before Sahaba, and he said, any wrong that I have done, take it back from me. Today I am here in front of you. Demand back your wrong. Sabak and lesson for you and I. He was the purest of the pure. He was the purest of the pure. It's sabak and lesson for you and I. Let us get our affairs in order. Let us clean up our affairs. And let us populate this coming year. Allah gave it to us as a pure child. Let it be spent in a pure manner. Stay away from haram. Stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana.